Jill, hopefully you're there. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hello there. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank God the line works. Jill, can you first explain what exactly is the mindset theory?
The mindset theory is the idea that we have different views about how intelligence and skills and abilities work. So people with a fixed mindset tend to see things like intelligence as fixed entities, that they're, you know, pretty much genetically determined, they don't change very much, you're kind of smart or you're not, you're good at math or you're not, and there isn't much shift or change to be had. With the growth mindset, you see skills and abilities and intelligence as malleable, that you get smarter at things by practicing, by working hard and putting in the effort, by getting help when you need help, and sometimes by suffering setbacks and then learning from that and trying again.
Well, how can individuals take a growth mind approach to returning to work and not having that fixed mind you just explained?
Well, yeah. So the thing is that if we have a fixed mindset, and then we tend to feel like, you know, you either have it or you don't, then we can be pretty brittle in the face of information that suggests we don't have it. So, you know, if going back to work means you're likely to encounter negative feedback or that sort of thing, or you're going to encounter some setbacks, with a fixed mindset, you'll respond to that with the view that, okay, this means I don't have it. You're likely to feel much more threatened by it, much more helpless, and so forth. And that can make work much more stressful and threatening. With a growth mindset, a setback or some negative feedback can be seen more as an opportunity. So how do I get better at this? How do I do this thing that didn't work out the first time? How do I approach doing it a second time and making it more successful? How do I ask for help? How do I practice and so forth? And therefore, difficult things, challenges at work are, you know, really seen as opportunities for growth and development rather than as potential threats.
Well, how do you maintain this growth mindset approach and not slip back into a fixed state? Are there any specific strategies that we can use?
Yeah. So the good thing is that a fixed mindset isn't fixed. What we need to do to have more of a growth mindset is to focus as much as we can on the process of doing things and what is the process we can use that's going to have the best outcome. And also thinking about, you know, what are our goals and how would we like to improve at something and how would we like to get there? That those are things that we can do that can be very helpful and can keep us in the growth mindset zone. When we catch ourselves saying things to ourselves like, oh, if I had talent, that would have been really easy, or, you know, I'm just not smart enough to do that, we need to catch ourselves and realize, wow, that's really fixed mindset thinking. What's a more growth mindset thought that I could put in its place? And so it's kind of a vigilance that we have to use with ourselves and, you know, changing old fixed mindset habits into new growth mindset habits.
Well, what situations at work commonly lead people to a fixed mindset rather than a growth mindset?
Well, there has been some work on that at the organizational level. So when organizations seem to be on a great pursuit for talent, you know, we want the top 5% of graduates, or, you know, when promotions are done, it's the top this or top that. It's not that you know, people shouldn't be rewarded for merit. But when we just sort of focus on talent, we're sort of forgetting about, well, what can we be doing to help people develop talent? What kinds of experiences can we be providing for our workers so that they get better at things, that they develop talent, rather than thinking of talent as some fixed entity and we've just got to go out and find it. So thinking more about development rather than searching it out. Also, when people get the sense that, you know, at my work, the great people have been identified, the high flyers, you know, they've been picked and chosen, and that's it for the rest of us. That's a work environment that can be very discouraging, and that can keep people from putting in the effort and having the motivation to improve and to get better.
Just real quickly, do you believe the mindset theory is the key for people to turn work into something they love and enjoy?
Oh, I think it's just one of many, many pieces. I mean, there are all kinds of things that, you know, help us enjoy what we're doing. And, you know, some of it is finding the right place for yourself. You know, it is possible that you're in the wrong job. But before I would switch jobs, I would think about, you know, what can I do to have a more positive attitude, to find ways within this job that I'm spending time doing the things that I'm more excited about doing. And often leaders in your organization, if you kind of look at what are some problems that leader is trying to solve, and what can I offer to help solve it, and that's an area that you're excited in working in, usually you'll be taken up on it. So that's a thing to try as well.
We're going to have to leave it there, Jill. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Sure. Very happy to be here.